Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a WIP afternoon show. I like Spike and Fritz. Shut up, guys. I'm doing fine.
It's not even 5 o'clock
I'm doing
yet.
Fine. I'm cooking. It's a little stuff in my throat.
Whoa, wow.
There it
Swallow
is.
Swallow it. You know,
there
eat
it. There it is. Now, when the U.S. Open is a major, right?
Yes, okay. yes, you're
and,
learning.
And when there is a golf major, we have a new feature here on the WIP Afternoon Show. So half past every hour here, we will get updates from the primary golf expert here at WIP. Let's do it.
And now, Ike Reese on the U.S. Open.
First of all, I'd like to say,
yes.
I mean, the rise to being the primary golf expert at the station,
yeah.
I got to say, pat on the back for me. For
oh,
that.
Absolutely. Yeah. My dad is kicking a wall somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know who you were fighting with for that spot, but you did it, pal. You did it.
Awesome.
Top of the mountain.
All right. So we have arrived at Oakmont, PA, at the Oakmont Country Club for the third major of the season.
It seems like the course is kicking everyone's arse.
Oh man, it definitely is. The U.S. Open. I gotta tell you, right now the leader, JJ Spahn, is sitting at -4. His round is over with for the day. Couple guys earlier, the teed off with the earlier groups. Ah, I got Ludvig Åberg.
Yeah, our boy.
We're riding the Åberg this tournament.
Every single tournament.
See if we can get a win. Right? My guy, Xander Schauffele, not very good in them this morning.
Ever since he looked you in the eyes, his career has fallen apart.
I remember that.
Sorry.
But I'll tell you.
Sorry.
The afternoon group is out there. The world's number one golfer is on the course. He's already 1 under. And yes, I'm talking about Scottie Scheffler.
Nice.
Yes, after just 2, Scottie Scheffler is 1 under, sitting 3 behind JJ Spahn. Here's some other names to look out for this afternoon.
Please lower your voice.
Yeah, keep it
You're
down.
Right. I'm sorry. I was getting excited.
Yeah.
That we're going to keep in contact with Brooks Koepka.
Mm-hmm.
Has Brooks won a major? He's won a major, right?
Well, like this year or ever?
No. This year. No.
Ever, well, Brooks ever. Has won like 4. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, listen. That's
hey, guys.
Hey, 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 hey. You're supposed to be the golf expert.
Hey, Koepka is spelled K-O-E-P-K-A, right?
Yes.
Look at me.
How about that? Uh-huh. That's pretty good by you.
But free was too much.
Sam Burns is also sitting at 2 under here. So these are just names that we'll keep an eye on this afternoon. Tyrell Hatton is another one I also want to keep my eye on. My guy, Colin Morikawa, he's sitting at even right now.
Nice,
I got my eye on him this afternoon. Listen, this course is very tough. Keep it in the short grass. Keep it in the fairway. If you're in the rough, take your medicine.
Is this a blue chew?
Is this a blue chew read?
Well.
It sounds like it.
Not a blue chew read, but.
The rough's long?
Sand for the golfers, yes. The rough is long and thick.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to peruse your way through it.
Yep.
Tell you what, Ike. We're not linksmen. We're not links course
people.
We're
not links course.
What does that mean?
So links means there's no trees on it. So it's like it's super high grass. It's awful.
Okay. Yes,
normally played overseas. Scotland, Ireland.
Okay.
Like the British Open.
Are we still doing the report?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Right. We've jumped the shark.
I'm sorry. Right.
There it is.
Did we overrate Jalen Hurts?
Oh, right. There it is. Ike's U.S. Open update. We'll get another one in an hour. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Great job, Ike, as always.
Thank you, Robert.
For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who was the face of the 2024 Eagles, Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts? What do you think, Ike, the Twitter poll results are at?
Well, it's got to be Saquon Barkley, right?
You say that in like a, yeah. Right?
You're hoping.
No, I'm saying it is Saquon Barkley. That's okay. What my vote would be.
Yep.
I would imagine the fans understand that as well. No, it's like the Jalen. Let's go. In the 60s. Let's go mid to high 60s. I'll go with 67% says Saquon.
So it's 76.3% say Saquon.
Okay.
Oh, thank
okay.
you.
Why doesn't it feel like it's that way?
Well, no, it does.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, look, I know it's Saquon.
But no, here's the thing.
Well, we can't really argue about Saquon.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But here's what it is. There is a natural... From you guys, there's a natural resistance to Jalen praise
yes.
that you guys have.
Yes.
Not that you don't think he deserves any credit, but your antennas are always alert for the overpraise of Jalen because you already feel a certain way or think a certain way about him. With me, it's more or less, I'm good, so I understand he deserves credit. Like, I understand he's going to get praise, and he should get praise, but I also understand Saquon Barkley was the driving force of the team last year. Like, that's, to me, that's not even a, it's not even a real question, quite frankly. Yeah, he was clearly the driving force of the team last year, but that doesn't mean you could put anybody back there and you would go win a Super Bowl. Real quick, I won't get preachy, but when we say you could put this guy back there to win the Super Bowl with this team, Some guys. I don't know how long that list is. You may have more confidence in certain players than I do. Like, Baker Mayfield's a good player. I don't see Baker Mayfield as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So you can give Baker Mayfield this team, and there's still a limit to how good the team is going to be because Baker Mayfield has had weapons in Tampa Bay.
Sure.
He's playing with a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Baker's the one I know I get pushback on.
Yeah.
I have him 7. I have Jalen 7. And the two guys.
Maybe Stafford could.
Stafford I have at 5.
Only because Stafford has won.
Yes.
I don't think C.J. Stroud could come here and win. Where's C.J. Stroud ever won a championship?
C.J. Stroud I have trouble with.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, though.
Where's he ever won a championship at?
Yeah. C.J. and Justin Herbert, I know he's skilled, but like at a certain point.
Yeah. He also blew a 27-point lead in the playoffs.
Right, and threw five interceptions.
So it doesn't say that you aren't a good quarterback, but it does say, are you a championship-level quarterback? Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I even said Matthew Stafford. At least Matthew Stafford has won a title. So, yeah, you put those quarterbacks in this offense, yeah, I think we can still go win the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean there's 10 to 15 other quarterbacks that you could just throw behind this line of scrimmage and you're going to win a Super Bowl. You may get to the playoffs, but are you going to be a Super Bowl winner? That's the part that I'm like, maybe a handful of guys, not everybody.
215-592-9494. Jack says, we overrate what Jalen did last year. Finally, we've done it. Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, Spike Lee. What's going on, Spike?
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, you was just whiffing. I'm about to turn this thing up a little bit. You hear me?
So, turn it up, Chuck.
Yeah. Diehard Jalen fan, Chuck from Mount Airy.
Listen to me. Hear me out, Jack. Here's the thing, right? Stay in your lane, okay? We worried about Bryce coming back healthy, okay? And Jalen won a championship for me. So that's all I asked him to do. So, yes, I'm back on board with Jalen Hurts. Supporting more than I'm supporting any other quarterback outside of Philadelphia. Now, let me say this, right? You guys, you know what? I digress. You know, if I can't change you guys' mind about Jalen, you know, I can't do it. I don't even know why OG tried to do it. I can't do it. You know what I'm going to say here? You know, just think of this for a second, okay? If Maggie Jalen said he won out of Philadelphia, okay, and he goes to another team, you know, because you guys don't appreciate him, you know, and we go back to the days of Ty Detmer.
How many games did Ty Detmer start as a possible franchise? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Troy Detmer.
He was a backup quarterback.
He stunk. You know what I mean? Bobby Hoyne.
But Chuck, you know what I mean? Chuck, why don't we just talk about the topic at hand? Don't you think what he did last year is a little overrated?
Let me finish, man. You know, you only got to get like that. I mean, Kevin Cobb, I'm just trying to get
but
you
nobody's,
to appreciate the guy.
But nobody's guy saying that.
The guy that you have here is a winner. So while you sit up there salivating over guys like Josh Allen, who's probably going to win zero championships in his career because Jalen's just getting started. He's just scratching his
head. Oh, yeah.
My all fit, said and done. He's got about three rings. You know what I mean? And we're going to benefit from it because the Eagles going to be one of the top franchises in the NFL. That time we had about four rings. You know what I mean? And you're going to look up. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame with three Super Bowl rings.
Yeah,
maybe
see, this
four.
Is,
yeah, this is where we're going. Yeah.
This is where we're going.
Yep.
Yep. You know, two to go, two or three to go. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
Josh
it.
Allen
that's
is going to be zero.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Why is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's a total loser.
Why is that? Why is that?
Yeah, listen, you know why?
Yeah.
Because he's the ultimate, he's the Embiid of the NFL. That's why I see why you like him so much, Mike.
Well,
he's the Embiid of the NFL.
But he's not.
He looks pretty. Mike.
No, his performances in the playoffs are good. Like he's not. I mean, I think
he's been to two AFC championships.
Yeah, guys. And like when you look at the numbers and everybody's like, "Oh, numbers." I mean, when you look at how he played well. His defense has failed him multiple times in the playoffs.
What he's the Embiid of the NFL. He don't play well enough in big moments. Okay, and that's the thing.
Right.
That's
do you think Josh Allen could have won the Super Bowl with this team last year?
No.
Oh, you're full of it then. You're full of it. Would you trade Jalen Hurts for Josh Allen?
Let me tell you why, man. Let me tell you why, man. No,
why?
No, first
why?
Of all, the skill sets are different, okay?
What's Jalen's skill set?
If Buffalo, you see it every week. You know
what? What do I see every week? What do I see every week?
Listen, Josh Allen, here's the thing with Josh Allen in Buffalo, right? They have a false sense of security, and he lets them down every year. You know what I mean? If they would have kept running the ball with James Cook, that's their running back, right? Because they was rushing the ball very well against Kansas City, who has a very good defense. If they would have kept running the ball with him and made Josh Allen more like a secondary person just in that game.
Dude, they allowed 30 points to that team. They allowed 30 points to that Chiefs team.
Because they went away from the run.
No.
You understand?
You don't know what you're talking about.
You understand fundamental football?
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
You
don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, Chuck. I'm sorry, Chuck. You don't know what you're talking about.
You just gave in to what Ike said, an argument earlier, just that quick.
Because Ike knows what he's talking about. You don't. That's why he's got this job, and you don't.
Well, I don't need it. What are you talking about? I drive a truck, you idiot. What I'm saying to you is
you're probably a bad driver.
Because your father gave you that job, and you know.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah. Keep running your mouth like you always do. You think you know everything, you don't. What I'm trying to do is pick
do you have risers off the pedal so you can reach them?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, man. Here we go with the short jokes. Do you have anything else besides short jokes?
Well, all you have is beating your chest about what a big Philadelphia fan you are. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like you yell and scream. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, your points are bad. They don't make it. There's no good points in there. You talk about Kevin. Nobody's talking about Ty Detmer or Kevin Cobb, and nobody's saying that he isn't a franchise quarterback, and nobody's saying that they weren't happy with how he played in the Super Bowl. None of those things. You're making all those things up because you can't debate what he actually said. What Jack actually said was, and this is the point that you can't. You can't do it, and that's why you changed the topic, is he said we overrate his performance last year. And that is what he's talking about. If you have a point about that, then that's fine. Nobody was talking about Ty Detmer.
Listen. Well, what I'm saying to you is this. You can't tell me which way to go with my call, man. I'm trying to get you.
Watch me.
Let me land my plane. Why are you bad?
You're
like
not
that?
Landing a Listen, plane. You've been flying in circles over the airport for 7 minutes. Everybody in the plane is puking. They're wondering why the plane hasn't landed. The arrival time was 35 minutes ago, buddy. Everybody's late for their connecting flight because you don't know where the airport is.
But listen, let me tell you this, right? Here's the thing, right? Jalen Hurts, you say we overrate him, right? You want me to answer the question?
Yes.
We don't overrate him.
His season last year.
He has the season last year, I heard what you said for the 60th time, okay? What I'm saying to you is this. No, we don't overrate him. He's rated right where he should be. Actually, he should be rated a little higher. He's the number one or number two quarterback in football. Like I said, there's no number one clear-cut quarterback in football. And Spike, to be honest with you, I know when I get under your skin because you start taking personal shots at me.
Chuck, you said I only had a job because of my dad. You took a personal shot.
Now shut up. Oh, you shut your mouth.
All
you
right.
said to me that I'm short, this and third.
After you said the dad thing, Chuck.
Man,
are you drunk again? Are you drinking again during the day?
You can kiss my ass, Mike.
There it is. Everybody, that's what he wanted. He wanted somebody to fight with him. So there we go. 215-592-9494. DJ in Willow Grove, you're on WIP.
I'm so glad that I'm coming on after Chuck so I could finally talk some sense into people. I am 100% on Jack's side, and this debate literally drives me insane. So I'm just going to get my points out of the way, and you guys can comment on whatever you think and however you think. But my issue with Jalen Hurts is I'm so glad what he did in the Super Bowl. It was awesome. Great. Thank you. But let me bring up the Green Bay game. So that with that game, how many passing yards did he have in the third quarter? 37 yards. If the defense had a horrible day that game, we would have been screwed. We would have been screwed. Because when you have 37 yards in the third quarter of that playoff game, I know they won. But if the defense was horrible that game and they couldn't stop Jordan Love, we would have been screwed. And, you know, another one of my points is, let's say hypothetically, you know, Jalen Hurts was traded to, let's say, the Raiders. Is he going to go to that team and literally, you know, carry that team to a Super Bowl or make any one of their, you know, receivers out there like a stud?
Let me ask you this. Would Josh Allen take the Raiders to the Super Bowl?
I think Josh Allen would have a better chance of taking the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's subjective. I just want to know, would he or wouldn't he? Because either he would or he wouldn't. Would Lamar Jackson take the Raiders to the Super Bowl?
I think those guys would have a better chance of taking the Raiders.
Right,
to the Super Bowl.
Right. What about Joe Burrow? What about Joe Burrow? Would he take the Raiders to the Super Bowl?
I think he would have a better chance of taking
Got
them
you.
To the Super Bowl.
But you know why? You know what he would need in order to get the Raiders to the Super Bowl? Better talent, better talent around him. Well, Joe Burrow has arguably the best duo wide receivers in football.
Yeah, but look at that offensive line. Look at
now we go to the offensive line.
But I'm just saying.
So let me ask you this, DJ. And I understand. I listen to your points. I understand this. Here's the thing that I always scratch my head about when it comes to that question. If those guys, if it was such a difference between their play and Jalen's play, right? Because they're elite and Jalen's not, right? Right? That's the premise here. Well, why do they need as much talent around them as Jalen does?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, if you just look at the team.
No, it's a simple question. No. It's a simple question. Their talent is so superior to Jalen's individual talent. We're talking about individual talent. Those quarterbacks' individual talent is so superior to Jalen Hurts' individual talent. You brought up the Raiders. You brought up the Raiders. So you went to the extreme with the example. So you brought up the Raiders, a trash team, and asked, would Jalen take them to the Super Bowl? So I asked you, would any of those quarterbacks take the Raiders to the Super Bowl? You couldn't tell me yes definitively, which implies they need more talent around them. So even take the Raiders out of it and take their own teams into examples. Because all of their individual teams, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, they're all better than the Raiders by far. So how much more talent does those elite quarterbacks need to accomplish what Jalen has accomplished?
But my point with that is, you know, with the Lamars and the Josh Allen and the Burrows and the Mahomes.
Mahomes is in a separate category than everybody. Okay. Despite what people may say, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson ain't in Patrick Mahomes' category either. He's in his own category.
But my thing is, you know, reading the list and stuff where you see Jalen at 5 and then, you know, Jalen at 10. When I watch Jalen Hurts, you know, besides him winning, which is the only argument that Eagles fans can make, and the tush push, what does he do on the field that is just special? Where you watch him and you're just like, wow, we have a special.
He's special to me, and special is subjective as well, because I can tell you what I may think is special, and then you'll say, well, I don't think that's very special. And you'll tell me what you think is special, and I can be like, well, did they win? He threw for 350 yards. How special was he? Did they win? Did it lead to a win? So if I tell you he throws for 220 yards, 2 touchdowns, and rushes for another touchdown, tush push or not, those numbers aren't all that spectacular. But if he throws for 350 and 3 touchdowns and he rushes for another 70 and a touchdown and they lose, you're telling me how spectacular that is. I get it. What you're doing is getting caught in that individual performance. I'm going back to my original question. My original question is, if their individual talent is so superior to Jalen's, why do they need as much talent around them as Jalen needs? If I agree with you that Jalen is a above average quarterback and he needs Saquon and he needs AJ and he needs Smitty and a number one O-line, that's fine. I can agree with that. He takes advantage of having that talent and he's gotten you wins. I'm asking, if those guys are so great or so much better than he is, why do they need as much talent as he does to win?
Well, those quarterbacks could literally, you know, let's say, you know, go to, you know, the Raiders and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And let's say they draft, I don't know, a fifth-round receiver or an undrafted receiver.
Why can't they win with the team that they're on? They're all good enough to get to the playoffs and good enough to get to the AFC championship game. Why aren't they good enough to win?
Well, those guys have the opportunity to build better players around them.
It's because they're playing against Patrick Mahomes.
Like,
see, the real answer is they played against Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't make mistakes. When he has a chance to win in the clutch, he usually does. But then take the guy who's played against Patrick Mahomes in that game twice and then tell me how he played in that game against Patrick Mahomes. See, Allen played Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson played him. Now, Burrow beat him. And 1-1, Burrow beat him 1-1, right? So Burrow has outplayed him. But then Burrow couldn't get to the Super Bowl and beat Matthew Stafford in the Super Bowl. Like, we can pick and choose and try to come up with a perfect scenario is when ultimately is one guy has taken full advantage of the situation that he's in. And again, those guys are great quarterbacks. They are elite quarterbacks. I agree with you on that. They are. And Jalen may not have as much talent as them, but I'm going to continue to ask, why can't they win, or why do they need as much talent around them as Jalen has in order to win if they are truly superior to Jalen in talent? It has to be something else there. And that's the thing that has to give you the confidence in having Jalen as your quarterback, because there's something to playing in those games, in those moments, and playing well. I'm not saying everybody that plays in those moments plays bad. That's not what I'm saying. But at some point, you got to give this guy his credit for what he's doing also. If you're going to give those guys their credit, then give this guy his credit as well. I'm on the soapbox. I'm cooking today.
There it is. Thanks for the call, DJ.
I'm cooking today.
So my only counter is...
Yeah, bring it to me.
Well, my only counter is, you would argue... I know. I'm going to go 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Good?
30 seconds. So... I would argue that the Raiders are comparable to what the Bengals and what the Bills were before Josh Allen and Joe Burrow got there right now.
Okay.
And they got there, and look at what they've turned those organizations into. Jalen's an elite organization. So I think
Well, hold on. The Bengals surrounded Joe Burrow, by the way, who had to transfer from Ohio State because he couldn't beat out the quarterback that was there in Justin Fields, and went to an LSU squad that had three number one draft picks at wide receiver and everything else, ton of talent around him. So all the success we've seen Joe Burrow have in his career, his offenses have been loaded. He's never been without talent.
He certainly had an offense loaded in the NFL.
LSU, may have had the greatest offense in college football history.
Sure.
I mean, he was a part of it, and he's a big part of it. I'm just saying it's not like he's taken a team with no talent to winning is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
he's
absolutely
had talent everywhere he's been.
Coming up next, Larry Anderson joins us for a special...
Take him off the stove.
A special Thursday edition. And by the way, Phil's won yesterday. Larry Anderson on today. Coincidence?
I think not.
Larry Anderson joins us. We will continue on this Jalen thing, not just for the next few hours, but for the next few months. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.